Good evening, Rabosai. Welcome to tonight's Lel Shishi Mishmar. Tonight we're going to talk about a malacha that I've never really taught before. It's the malacha of, well, we'll see. It's not so clear which malacha we're doing. So let's first learn the Gemara, and then we'll try to figure out which malacha this Gemara is discussing. So the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph tells us very clearly and very frighteningly, based on his words, "Haminayar talisa b'Shabbos." If you shake off your clothing, your talis, your cloak on Shabbos, chayav chatas. That's an issa daraisa. So shaking your clothing is also daraisa. Now most people aren't even aware that there is anything wrong, even l'chatchila, on any level, to shake their clothing. And here we have a Gemara that's telling us that not only is it a problem, but it's an issa daraisa. Chiyuv, if you did it by mistake, you have to be a kamer chatas. Presumably, if you do it on purpose, you chayav skila for shaking your clothing. What are you shaking? So look at Rashi. Haminar taliso min ha'afar. If you shake your talis, says Rashi, min ha'afar. You're shaking off dust. So Rashi's shita is that this Gemara is telling you that if you shake dust off your clothing, that's going to be an issa daraisa. What issa daraisa? Says Rashi, chayav chatas dezehu libuna. This is Libun, this is malabin. Malabin is laundering. This is laundering. What's the purpose of laundering? Laundering is to clean your clothes. Well, if you have dust on your jacket and you shake off the dust from your jacket, that is laundering your jacket. You're cleaning your jacket. So that's going to be an issur d'oraisa. I have a student in my class from Addis Ababa and Ethiopia. And I raised the question this morning, basically, because I knew I was going to do the shiur tonight. So I asked him, do people have cell phones in Addis Ababa? And he says, yeah, everyone has cell phones. I asked him, do you have smartphones? He says, yeah, everyone has smartphones. And then I asked him the million-dollar question, do you have washing machines for clothing? He said, no. No washing machines. Well, how do they wash their clothes? They have a big basin, a big tub, and they soak their clothes. Then they scrub the clothes, and then you wring it out. And then you put it out to dry, and it's dry in about 6 minutes in the hot Ethiopian sun. So you definitely don't need a dryer, but a washing machine, you might think they need. No, they don't have washing machines. So there are three parts of the libun, of the laundering process. There's soaking, there is scrubbing, rubbing, and then there is wringing out. So I assume if you shake off the dust from your clothes, that's either the scrubbing or it's the wringing out, one of the two. I'm not sure which one, but that's going to be an issa daraisa. Now the Gemara says, but wait, there are a number of limitations. Is there another next one there, or did I run out? Oh, you got it. Good. V'lo amron ela b'chadati. The only issur that we're speaking of is if they're new clothing. Let's pause for a second. Why do you think it's only going to be us if it's new? Well, if it's new, you care about it more, maybe? Maybe more makkah, let's see. Avabatika leslanba. But if it's old clothing, we're not worried about it. So this is only new clothing. Okay. So if you shake off a jacket from the dirt with new clothing, then it's asa daraisa. If not, then it's fine. V'lo amon el b'uchmi. And we didn't say this iser of shaking the dust off your jacket only if it's black jackets. Black clothing. Avabachivri. But if it's white, visumki, a red clothing, leslanba, then it's not asr. Wow. Why should this iser apply, shaking off the dust, only if it's black? So Rashi says, it's very simple. Because of contrast. If you have dust on a black, the dust is very visible. Look at Rashi. El b'uchmi sheha avak mikalkal marisa. It ruins the appearance of the black garment. V'kapnala, your makpin. If you're wearing a black jacket and Hanukkah's coming and people are going to eat those jelly donuts, those sufganiyot with the confectionery sugar on it, and somebody blows a little confectionery sugar, it gets all over your jacket. You bump into it, it gets all over your jacket. The black and white contrast is very noticeable, and it bothers you. And black is often not a good color to wear if you want something to, if you don't want to stain to show. Because little things show. If something is more pale colored, if something is red, so then you won't really see the contrast as starkly, and then it won't be usher. Okay. And finally, the Gemara adds one more limitation: v'hu dekapir alayhu. The only time that it's an iser daraisa, or an iser at all, to shake off the dust is if your makpid, says Rashi, You wouldn't wear this jacket unless you shook it off. Meaning if it's just a tiny little speck, that's not going to bother anybody, and therefore you'd wear it with a tiny speck, and therefore you're allowed to shake a speck off. But if you get like you bump into a whole donut, mamsha, a whole donut bumps into your black jacket on Shabbos, you know, at dessert for Shabbos lunch, you want to go to Mincha, you wouldn't go to Mincha with a big white splotch on your black dad jacket. You wouldn't wear that jacket. You'd switch your jacket. Oh, you're going to switch your jacket? You would switch your suit? You don't want to go to shul with that jacket on? Then, for you, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa to shake off the confectionery sugar, to shake off that sufganiya sugar. That's the rule that the Gemara sets down, that you can't shake off dirt, except the three exceptions. Only that this. I'm sorry, the limitations, it has to be old, and it has to be black, and it has to be new and black and your makpid. If you have those three requirements, then it's going to be asur d'oraisa.
Why are you left shaking a whole white garment?
Because Rashi explained it's not as visible. The dust is not as visible. And since
black,
the dust is not as visible.
Dust on white shirt is not visible?
Well, usually dust is not black, unless you're talking about like ashes. We're talking about dust. Dust is usually the color of, you know,
sand,
dust, right? So it's usually not black, so the contrast is not as visible.
Shaking, wiping the same thing?
What? Shaking and wiping is the same thing, yes. Yes. Yeah, shaking, wiping, smearing is all the same, presumably. If you could just share. I'm sorry, I don't have enough. No, I don't think they printed. So you could just share. Okay, now the Gemara is going to tell us a story.
Why is it very bothersome? If it's on your white shirt here, you'll see always.
So it's not bothersome enough to be considered that you wouldn't wear it.
If you wouldn't wear it, it is problematic, I presume.
If you wouldn't wear it, it's still only going to be a problem if it's black. If it's going to be white and you wouldn't wear it, so you're a mefunak, not, you know, that's you. We don't think that's bad enough. Comes the Gemara and tells us a story. Tells us a story. Ula ikla pumpadisa. He was visiting Pumpadisa. Chazra bana de kominafse glimayu. And he sees that the Bnei Yeshiva in Pumpadisa are shaking their jackets. Omar, kamechalin rabbanan shabasa. The rabbis in this neighborhood in Pumpadisa are not reliable. They're not good rabbis. They're Michal Shabbos rabbis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells them, guys, ignore him. Keep on shaking your jackets in front of his face. Don't ignore him. Anan lo kavdina midi. We're not so makpid about this. We don't really care if our jackets are, you know, where Ula comes from, wherever he came from, I don't know where he came from. There, they're very makpid to look nice and to not have dust on your jackets. You know what it's like? I'll tell you what it's like. Sometimes, in some places in Eretz Yisrael, maybe not this big cities, but in some places in Eretz Yisrael where the floors are much dustier, you walk on these paths or these less paved roads, so shoes get a little more dusty. I would never walk around New York City with dusty shoes. But in some places in Eretz Yisrael, out of town or on camp, you know, it's normal for your shoes to be a little dustier, a little muddier than when you walk in, you know, on a street down Central Avenue. So that's what he's saying. Ula, that's what, you know what, he's makpid because he's from the people, from the big cities where they are very makpid not to go out with any dust in their jackets. But we live here in Pumpadisa, we're not makpid. Go ahead, you can still keep on shaking off your jackets. Rashi just points out that these were black jackets they were wearing, so you have a proof that the yeshiva in Pumpadisa was yeshivish.
But if they're taking off, if they're shaking it off, it shows they are makpid. It shows it bothers them. If they didn't care, they wouldn't shake it off.
No, they would wear it even if, apparently they would wear it even if it would, but they still want to shake it. You could still shake it. You could have this balance of, it's, you wouldn't mind, you'd like to shake it off, but still you'd wear it even if it wasn't shaken off.
All three of them are shaking it.
But that's what he says. That's what it was. That's what it was. I hear your point. And Rashi explains, look at the, we don't care about it in our place in Pumpadisa. Lo ich paslan, we don't really care in Yeshua Avak. Therefore, it's not considered laundering. Okay, that was the first story. Now we're going to have another story. And this next story is going to be very important in defining what the issue at hand is. Abaye, Havakai Kamed Rav Yosef. Amalei, he says to Rav Yosef, he's sitting next to Rav Yosef, says, Rav Yosef, do me a favor, pass me Havli Kumsai. Pass me, Rashi says, Kavai, pass me my hat. My hat's over there, that's a raya, this is a great Gemara. It's a riot that they dressed as sheaves, they wore black, and that they wore hats. Right? Okay. Fine. We all got the message? Fine. Havli Kumsai, pass me my hat. Maybe it was a baseball cap. Maybe it was a, you know, Chicago Bulls baseball cap. Okay, so I don't have a good riot. Chaza di'ika talale. Then he noticed that there is tal. What's tal? There's dew on his hat. Have a kamach simlemesevle. So I think as Rav Yosef saw there's dew on the hat, he sort of held back from the Lord Lo Sachsim. He held back from handing Abaye the hat. He was nervous because it would be necessary to shake off the dew from this hat. So he didn't want to hand the hat over. Amalei, Abaye says to him, Nefot Shadi, shake it and throw it to me. Anan look up to you. I don't really care. We don't care if there's a little bit of dew on the hat. So go ahead, throw it to me. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So what do we have? We have a story, two stories where there was a concern that there was shaking. And then they said, don't worry, we don't care about it so much, and therefore it should be dropped down from Issa Doraisa, Chiv Chatas, Chiv Skila, to what? To Mutar L'Chatchila. Right, nothing. It doesn't go down to, oh, it's only Issa Dorabanan. If you're not Makpar on it, it's Mutar L'Chatchila. Now, Rashi said very clearly, and I underlined it, the issue at hand was you're shaking off what? You're shaking off dust. That was the Chiv Chatas that our Gemara started. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Let's look at Tosos, who raises an interesting point. Haminara Talisa says Tosos in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin, Pesha ben Hananel min hatal sha'alav. Not like Rashi. Rashi said that you're shaking off the Isra Duraisa if you shake off what? If you shake off dust. Says ben Hananel, no, the Isra Duraisa if you're shaking off, we're talking about dew. Where did he get that from? Where does Rabbi Hananel explain that we're talking about shaking off dew? From the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara was talking about passing the hat, and he saw the hat had dew on it. He said he was nervous that there might be shaking off the dew would be a problem. So says Rabbi Hananel, that's what the Gemara meant in the beginning of the Gemara also. When in the beginning of the Gemara said, Menara Talisa v'Shavas is Chai v'Chatas, it must also have been speaking about dew, shaking about dew. Why is dew different than dust? They both start with a D. Because dew is moist. Let's see what Tosa says. What's the issue at hand? The issue is that you're shaking out liquid from your beged. What malach are we speaking about? If we're speaking about milavein, kibus, which is laundering, then I hear part of the laundering process is, what do we say? Laundering has three parts. Soaking, scrubbing, and wringing out. Yeah, squeezing or wringing out the water. So if you're going to shake off the water, then it indeed is similar to Malabin, the Malach of Malabin. But if you're just shaking off dust, that's not any of those three steps. Therefore, Rabbi Hananel says, it's the talking about that you're shaking off the dew. That's the kibbutz and the lima that's chai v'chatas. As we have the story with the hat of Rabbi Yosef. Aval concludes Tosis, benir min ha'afar, if you can shake off dust, k'depir shad kuntris, ein nira shehe shayach liban. That's not laundering. That's not laundering. Laundering is when you wring something out, like water. You wring out the water. What do we have? We have a gigantic machlokas. According to Rashi, are you allowed to shake off a jacket with dust? Asa daraisi, chayv chatas. According to Tosfos, no such gemara. According to Tosfos, you're allowed to shake off dust from your jacket. So we're going to have to figure out how to paskin here. The title of my shir was, are you allowed to shake off snow, dandruff, or whatever, dust? Let's talk about that confectionery sugar for this coming Hanukkah. You have this confectionery sugar on your jacket. Could you shake it off? According to Rashi, you're chayv skila. According to Tosfos, there's no gemara about it. Mutar l'chatchila, I guess. So how do we pass?
You're saying your own. Is it correctly has to be yours? I can't do it for you?
Oh, so that the Be'er Halacha, that's interesting. You raise Be'er Halacha, raises your question and discusses it. Not for now. The Be'er Halacha asks your question. I don't know if I might have the Be'er Halacha at the end. I think I took it out at the last minute. I think I had it. I might have erased it. We'll see. Yeah, I think I erased that Be'er Halacha. I had it and I took it out. Who did Tosfos quote with his new pshat of Tal? He quoted somebody. Who did he quote? He quoted Rabbi Hananel. So let's leave Rabbi Hananel inside. And you want to know something funny? It's not what Tosfos quotes. Because look at Rabbi Hananel himself. Rabbi Hananel on that daf in Shabbos says, Perish HaMenar, our Gemara said that if you're Menar, what is that word Menar? Does anyone know the word Menar from davening? I'll give you a hint.
Hisnari Mei Ofar
Kumi. What? Hisnari Mei?
Ofar.
Wow, Hisnari Mei? Ofar. That's like who?
Rashi.
That's a Hisnari Mei Ofar. Rishlom Al-Kabetz, the author of the Chadot, didn't make up that phrase. It's a pasuk in somewhere. Says Rabbi Chananel, Perish Haminar Kidichsiv Hisnari Me Afar. Says Rabbi Chananel, the word in Tanakh of Hisnari, of Minar, is always referred to with dust. And therefore, when our Gemara says Minar Talisus Chai V'Chatas, it's talking about shaking off what? Shaking off the dust. That's like whom? This Rabbi Chananel is like Rashi, it says it's dust. And against whom? Who quoted? Rabbi Chananel. So obviously he had a different Rabbi Chananel.
What about Abayi Rabbi Yosef? How did that come in according to
this? We'll hold on with that. So what we have here is a funny situation of Rabbi Chananel. Tosis quotes Rabbi Chananel that says there's no problem if it's dust, it's only a problem if it's liquid, because then it's laundering. But the real Rabbi Chananel on the daf says that the menayer here, that's usher, is from dust. Because that's what the pasuk says. It's not Arimi Afar. Kumi.
And kamakoma with water? Or?
No.
Can you hold that too?
I don't know. I don't know about water. We'll have to see. Maybe water would also be a problem, as it says later on in the Gemara. Right. Probably. That's a good point. Okay. Now, the... the Ritva points out this machlokas, and he points out that the machlokas here, when Tosfos rejects Rashi says that it's dust. Tosfos' challenge, when he says that it has to be water, the Ritva explains, what is Tosfos' challenge? Look at the Ritva on Daf Kufim Zayin Alaf, the source number 5. Pesh Rashi Zal Shem Menara Min Ha'afra, you're shaking off the dust, that's the problem. Uva Tosfos Hikshu, She'ein Melabin Beli Mayim Or Mashke. You can't have laundering. There's no such thing as dry cleaning. Laundry, by definition, means wet. That's the definition of laundry, of laundering. You can't have libun, malabin, without mayim or mashke or dew or something like that. And therefore, Tosfos argue, lefikach pirshu shebenar min hatal, like the story with the hat, that there was dew on the hat. So that's what Tosfos, the Ritz was just making it very clear, that the issue at hand, the question at hand is, could you have an isser of malabin with dry? Rashi says, yeah, dry is a problem, and Tosfos says, no, you can't have laundering if you don't have water. Let's go to source number 7 now. If we're worried, if the concern here is laundering, and we have machlokas, where the laundering that we're speaking of is laundering by dust, like Rashi said, or laundering by dew, like Tosfos says. So let's speak out for a moment. Why is it only usser on a black jacket, but not for a light-colored jacket, not for a red jacket? So when I said Rashi, I explained it very clearly. Why is black a problem? Because if you have light-colored dust, or sand, or confectionery sugar, on a black jacket, there's a contrast. And it's that contrast that's the problem, and that's going to make it usher, that you're cleaning up. There's a big splotch of this contrasting white on black. That's going to be usher. But wait a second. Once you say that the isser is, that we're not talking about dust, we're talking about dew, we're talking about tal, then what's the difference if it's black suit, or a green suit, or a red suit, or a purple suit, or a white suit, or a brown suit, or a blue suit? Why is it only usher for black? Tal, you're getting the tal out of the fabric, so it should be a problem either way. That's very weird. Why in the world, according to Rabbi Chananel, according to Tosfos, who says that the problem is shaking off the dew, why does the Gemara say, oh, shaking off the dew is only a problem from a black suit? Why? So look at the Beis Yosef. Masha kosev davka b'chadati, that it's only usher if it's a new suit, v'uchmi, and it's a black suit. Perush Rashi. Rashi explains very understandably. Uchmi ha'avak mikal kol marisam. The dust will ruin the appearance. There's a contrast. But Perush Rabbeinu Chananel. What? How? Why should dew only be a problem for a black suit? Nefaresh sheni'uram mehatal miyape osam. When you shake off the dew, if you have a black jacket, that's really going to make it look nice. Uminkar kibus, it's going to be more recognizable. There, this laundering. This cleaning of your jacket by getting that dew off, that is very recognizable. It's a little bit difficult. I don't understand it. I don't really understand why. You have that idea?
If there's a cleaning the dust, the best way to clean it is to wash it with water. It'll grab the dust and take it off.
So if there's, but why black? Why, if the problem is shaking off the dew is the yes, sir, So why is that Isser of shaking off the dew only for a black jacket? But if you have a red jacket, you could shake off the dew.
Because it's really the dust that's coming off, it's going to show.
So, well, what dust? According to Tosfos, the Isser of shaking off a jacket is shaking the dew. There's no dust. Mm-hmm. I have a jacket. I left it outside on my porch overnight. Mm-hmm. I come out Shabbos. I left it hanging, draped over a chair. We had dinner outside on the porch, and I left my jacket over the back of my chair. I come back the next morning. Oh, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, going to shul. Oh, my jacket is full of dew. Can I shake off my jacket? Tosfos says, no, that's Asur Daraisa. Oh, but it's not black, it's blue. It's fine, go ahead. What's the difference?
The contrast is...
What contrast?
Contrast, really it's talking about dust. The contrast is created when dust is taken off of black only. Oh, what about dew? Dew is a mechanism to take off the dust, to clean it off.
You're saying that even Tosos, who's talking about dew, doesn't mention anything about dust, really the concern is that you're going to shake off the dew that's going to pull the dust off.
Yeah, it's one and the same.
I hear what you're saying. The problem is no one's... That sounds like the yesod of everything, of Shita's Tosis, and no one's... they don't mention that it has anything to do with dust. I hear what you're saying. I hear your suggestion.
Was it making a difference with black or whatever color?
That's my question. Yeah, that's my question.
He's not answering that.
No, he is. He's saying that when it talks about the dew, it's talking about dew taking off dust. And therefore... The contrast, as we said earlier, the contrast is more stark on black. Dust on black is the strongest contrast. That's what Rashi seemed to say.
Well,
okay.
I'm sure if you have dust, it'll almost be terrible looking.
Not as bad as black. It's not as contrast. So that, okay, so we'll leave that as a question mark. Maybe Dr. Salmanzadeh's suggestion is a suggestion. I want to now look at a totally another perspective on what is this Gemara talking about. This Gemara that says that you're shaking off is an Issa D'Oraisa. Let's look at a Rambam. And this Rambam is going to mamish throw you for a loop. You know why? Because the Rambam is talking about, well, let's see what he's talking about. Says the Rambam, did you ever see the stones at the Kotel, by the way? You know they all have like a border around it? That's called Herodian. Herodian architecture, the way you could identify stones and buildings. What time period they're from? They're from Herodian time period, Hordus, which is 200, 300 years into the second Beis HaMikdash, or 200 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. If they have that border around the stones, on the outside of the stones, that's called Herodian stone. And that's how we could identify the time period. So to make that border around the stone, you have to chisel the edges of the stone. That's misates. Misates is chiseling. So source number 8, says the Rambam, chiseling a stone. It's funny, I'm talking about chiseling a stone. Why would I talk about chiseling a stone tonight if we're talking about the malach of malabain, of laundry? Chiseling a stone has nothing to do with laundry. Okay, but let's see. Hamisates is the Evan. Kol shu, if you chisel a stone at all, yechai v'shum aka bepatish. Okay. Not sure where we're going. Why are you bringing this in, Rabbi Orlean? Halokit yivoles shalgai begadim. If you gather the certain, some stuff, some fabric or some other stuff that's sticky to your clothes, chai mishamaka bepatish, if it bothers you. Haminaya talis chadash shechora. If you shake off talis chadash shechora, a new black cloak, kadelan osa, to make it look nice, ulahasir hatsihuv halavan, and to remove the white coating, hanis laba, that's on it, keder sho umnin osin, like the professionals do, chayev chatas. What is the Rambam understanding this malacha of shaking off a talis? Is he assuming that it's laundry? Is he assuming that it's malabain, that it's koves? He's assuming that shaking off this jacket is makeh b'patish.
Now it's wearable.
Oh, very good. Now it's wearable. Until now it was not wearable. And that's what he says. We're not talking about liquid here. He's talking about to remove the tzihuv halavan, the yellowish-white stuff or the white coating that's hanging on it, that's coating this jacket. So if you brush off that white stuff, whatever white stuff is, that's making it wearable. That's going to be makeh b'patish. Wow. What Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel and all the other Rishonim and Tosfos assume to be a question, a menar, shaking of a jacket, is a problem of libun, of koveis, of laundry. Says the Rambam, it's nothing to do with laundry. It's a different daf malacha. It's a different one of the 39. It's makabe patish. And that's what Yehaya is. Keder sha'umrino, it's like the professionals do. We never saw anyone else mention professional, but why? Where do you get the concept of a professional? Because what's makabe patish? Makabe patish is that last hammer's blow, that last thing that you do to make an item usable. So the uman here is probably the tailor. The tailor is making the suit. As he makes the suit, there's all kinds of strings and all kinds of lint and all kinds of stuff that's on the jacket as he's tailoring the jacket. What's the last thing he does before it's ready to be worn? He brushes off all the white stuff, all the, I don't know, the strings and the odds and ends that have gathered onto the jacket from the tailor shop. He wipes that off, and that's the makabash. That makes it wearable. And all of a sudden, you have a makabash because you did how the umnin do it. So this way we can understand, by the way, the idea of makpid very, 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 very well. The Gemara said that you're only chayav if you're makpid. Right? The Gemara said you're only chayav if you're makpid. Can I ask you a question? If you do laundry on Shabbos, but it wasn't such a terrible stain. You know, sometimes I tell my kids, if you wear a pair of pants and they're dirty, you throw it in the laundry. If you wear a pair of pants and they're totally clean, you wear it tomorrow. Okay? If you have a lot of kids, if you have a bunch of kids and you're going to wash everything every day, it's going to be overwhelming, so wear the pair of pants tomorrow. What happens if it's a little bit of a stain? The kids, 6-year-olds wouldn't mind wearing it, and a 9-year-old wouldn't mind wearing it again. I don't even mind if a 9-year-old would be wearing that again. So I'm not makpid. So if you put that in the laundry, that's not going to be laundering on Shabbos? That's mutter? What do you mean? Just because you're not makpid, you'd be willing to wear it outdoors, so that's not called laundry?
People wear shirts at Maariv on Shabbos. You got a little stain which all should
have seen. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I have plenty of time. You look at Mincha Shabbos in the afternoon. People have a little red stain over there, a little chocolate stain over there, a little chocolate stain over there, and they all come to shul. So if you would launder that shirt, if you put that shirt in the laundry, you're not chai for you didn't do laundry because you weren't makpid. I don't understand what the idea of being makpid should define whether it's laundry or not. But according to the Rambam, what's the whole point of brushing off this jacket? That you're making it wearable. So what does that mean? What's the definition of making wearable? Until now it was not wearable. Now it is wearable. Then you can say, what does makpid mean? Makpid means, I wouldn't wear it like that. So therefore, when you shake it off, you make it, yes, wearable. So the concept of makpid patish, this is a lamdasha point. The concept of makpid patish is very associated, is very connected to the fact that you're makpid. If you're makpid, that means you need this next step to be done. You're not wearing this jacket as is, with the white stuff on it. You need to do that last step, in English we call it makabe patish, to enable you to be willing to wear it. That's why it's makabe patish. Because you're makpid. The hakpada makes it into the makabe patish. What? According... It's only a new bag. It also very, very, very much better. By the way,
that's what I'm trying to tell you exactly. It's only a new bag. You can't equate the current case for someone's cleaning book. You can't have multiple makabapatish.
Correct. So according to the Rambam, it's clear. This is a point. There's a point that Mr. Isaac is mechamed to the Olas Shabbos in source number 10. When we said the word new, the Gemara said explicitly, this isser of shaking off a jacket is only when it's a new beged. Could you define the word new for me? New means never worn? Or new means it still looks nice? Or new means you've worn it 2, 3, 4 times and you haven't sent it to the dry cleaners yet? What does new mean? Says Mr. Isaac, well, according to the Rambam, the whole point was makabe patish. You made it from not wearable to wearable, and only applies when something's new, meaning it has never been worn yet. And you're making it wearable. So what does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says that if you shake it off, you did violate makabe patish? Because you made it wearable. So in other words, it was never worn. So what does new mean according to the Rambam? New means when the Gemara says that this iser shake of a jacket is only if a jacket is new. According to the Rambam, who learns that the problem is that you're making it wearable and it's makabe patish, it new means it was never worn yet, not even once. That's when if you shake it off and make a wearable so that you could wear it, you violate a makor patish. But according to the mefarshim who say that it's your wash, that it's libun, that you're cleaning it, what does new mean? New mean that it's a new beged, a newish beged. You wore it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, but it's still new. And then if you care about how it looks, you are makpid on it. So chadash and makpid are sort of the same thing. You want it to look nice, and you care. You want it to look shiny and clean and bright. And if there's dust on it, you care about it. Echpat lecha. So that's the definition of new according to the other Rishonim. You did wear it. It's a little dirty. But you do care. You don't care if it's new. You care about it. If it's old, you don't care. If you have an old, you know, your you know that pair of dungarees that you wear when you build the sukkah every year, and has the stains from who knows how long ago, and who knows how many, you know, woodworking projects, and all that mud from the last time, who knows what, that didn't come out of the wash. What happens if that gets some dirt on it? You could shake that off. You're not mapping on that.
It's not noticeable, too.
Yeah, it's not noticeable. You don't really care about it. So that's not going to be koveis. So therefore, if it would be new, it would be koveis. So therefore, according, new doesn't mean that it was never worn, according to the other Rishonim. According to if you assume that it's koveis, new means, that's what Olas Shabbos says in source number 10. Umashma's dvar, if he's quoting the Rahi, based on the Rambam, well, if he says, says Olas Shabbos, like Mr. Isaac said, Mashma, dafka chadashim shalalav shemadayin. They were never worn yet at all. And you made it wearable. Aval perish ben chananel, shekosah hamachaber. That's the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see soon. Techayim shem koveis, mashma dechashdashim nikru, kozman shalonis kapsu. New means as long as they haven't yet been laundered. You buy a new suit. You wear it once. You send it to the cleaners the next day? No, you wear it a few times, then you send it to the cleaners. Oh, so long as you haven't sent it to the cleaners, you still want it to look pretty, that's the time that you're makpid according to those other Rishonim. You did wear it a few times. Okay? That is the big machlokas that we have. So we have three shitas now. We have Rashi says the Isser is shaking off dust. We have the Tosus, Rabbi Hanano, who says there's no problem shaking off dust, it's dry. The problem is shaking off dew, shaking off liquid. And both of them are assuming that we're talking about Milabe, and the Rambam comes and says something totally out of left field. He says, we're talking about an entirely different Avmalach. We're talking about getting the stuff off to let from the tailor shop to enable you to wear it, which is the Malacha of Macha B'Patish. Nothing to do with Milabe. No, according to the Rambam, new means never worn. Never worn, and what are you doing? You're making it able to be worn.
I thought it meant that the tailor just finished his stuff.
The tailor finished making the suit.
Then
now he has to, before you the customer puts it on, he has to get all the snippings off.
He does.
And that is the makor patish. That shaking it is the melacha.
Now he takes it home, puts it in this, he hangs it up.
Yeah.
Now he opens up to wear it. That's considered a new corner of the Rambam? No.
When was the shaking? The shaking was...
So when he finished making the suit.
And that's the melacha. So new means never worn. It has never yet been worn. It was just leaving the tailor shop. Leaving the factory. Never worn.
Never worn, even though it was shaken off already. All the other.
Well, no, that shaking it off was the malacha. That shaking it off was the malacha. The shaking it off that you do before you wear it, the first time, makes it able to be worn. I don't care if the tailor shake it off or you took it home dirty and you shook it off before you put it on for the first time. That was the...
Somebody you're bringing home for the first time is already shaking it off, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not really new then.
Correct, yeah, once, yeah, because the Shetel already shook it.
Right.
He already violated, yeah.
Something...
Yeah, if you shake it off afterwards, if you on your second wearing of the suit, or even your first wearing of the suit, the first Friday night that you're in, the first Friday night you wear a suit, you come to shul, and on the way out from shul, they have a Chanukah, it's Chanukah next 2 weeks, they have a guy bumps into you with a donut. Are you allowed to shake off your jacket according to the Rambam?
Yes.
Yeah, because you already wore it for 5 minutes. Once you were for 5 minutes, it was not Makom B'Patish anymore.
Didn't we say that tuning a guitar can be done 100 times and each time it's Makom B'Patish?
Yeah.
So why is it so inconceivable that every time you dust off the jacket, it's Makom B'Patish?
That's a good point. You're saying every time you dust off a jacket, you make it from not wearable to wearable. If it has been so ruined that you person wouldn't wear it, I hear what you're saying. It's unwearable. I changed its definitions. Now
A donut's confectioner sugar is worth of...
If you have a lot of confectioner sugar, this jacket is unwearable.
About a dozen donuts worth of sugar.
Yeah, this jacket is unwearable. By shaking it off, now it becomes a wearable jacket. So I redefine the jacket.
Right.
I hear you, Hara. Ahira. But again, we see clearly that they talk about Chadash, so we know that's wrong. Right, but the Gemara says explicitly Chadash, and he also says the Rambam also says that it has to be Chadash, so we're not losing the word Chadash. Chadash still has to be Chadash.
If you clean it during the week, doesn't it become new for the next Shabbos?
Because it's not new.
But that's called new. If you
according to who?
Yeah, according to anybody.
No, not according to the Rambam.
New might mean if you've cleaned it completely during
yeah, that's what the other Mefarshim might hold, not the Rambam.
No,
because Rambam's learning something else. Rambam's learning that it's
Makom Patush. No, but you make a new one out of it when it became dirty after that.
So that's what he asked. That's what he asked. I hear what you're saying, but that's against the Rambam, because the Rambam says that's only asr for Chadasha. That's brand new. No, that's not what the Rambam means. No, if he says the word Chadasha, I mean, new means new. If you're talking about cleaning, and he says it has to be, and it's, that you makpid, the Rambam says if explicit that it has to be Chadash, he means that it has to be new. Okay. Okay. I want to share with you. There's a little bit of an issue with this Rambam. Because this Rambam is telling me that the malacha at hand is a malacha not of Libun, but of Makkah B'Patish. What's the Makkah B'Patish? That the tailor, before he sends the suit out of the tailor shop, is going to wipe off all the snippings, all the coatings, the whatever dust is from the tailor shop, he has to wipe it off to make it wearable. But wait a second, didn't I learn the Gemara with you? Didn't we learn the Gemara together? The Gemara talked at the end of the Gemara about a hat that had some dew on it. Where's the Makkah B'Patish there? And didn't the Gemara talk about a bunch of guys in yeshiva who were shaking off their jackets? They weren't coming from the tailor, about to put on the jacket for the first time. Boy, they came into the base manager naked and they're shaking out their jackets in the base manager for the first time while they're standing in their underwear in the base manager, and then they're going to put it on, their robes on them? No, obviously they were wearing it. They got some dirt on it. They were shaking it off. And the Gemara said, oh, that might be a problem. So according to the Rambam, there's no shaychus to those cases of shaking off the dew from the hat or shaking off the clothing in the base manager. There's nothing to do with Makom Patush, because Makom Patush happens only in the tailor shop before you take it home, or right when you took it home from the tailor, before you wore it. So how does he understand that Gemara? So the Or Sameach has a brilliant...
When you're cleaning it off after, it becomes new now. Each time it becomes new.
So brand new conceptually it's a nice idea, but it's against the Rambam, because the Rambam says that it's brand new. No, the Rambam says it's brand new. Brand new means new. New means new. It
doesn't define the definition of new.
Yeah, because Talis Chadasha means it's new. Okay.
No,
that's not what Chadasha means. So the Or Sameach gives a beautiful pshat in what was happening in those cases where the dew was on the jacket. And we said, and the Rambam is telling us that the problem is only that you're doing Makom Patush, you're making it able to be worn. So you know what the Or Sameach says? The Or Sameach says that something that I think Dr. Solomon Zada suggested earlier. He said that when the Rambam learned the Gemara, that the Rambam was worried about shaking off the dew. You know what he was worried about shaking off the dew? That underneath the dew was what? Underneath the dew was dust. Yeah. It's Arsameach. You're Mechamtel Arsameach. Underneath the dew was dust. And when you shake off the dew, we're worried that as you shake off the dew, what's going to happen? The dust is going to get warm, is going to get thrown off. So let me see. The way he asked, look how he asks the question. Look at the Or Sameach, how he asked the question. He asked the question by saying, how in the world, according to you, look at the bottom paragraph. According to the Rambam, the way the Rambam must have learned this Gemara that talks about dew as being a problem, but I thought the Rambam says it's only a problem of shaking off the white stuff in the lint in the tailor shop. Dahi kumsa, the bottom paragraph of source number 12. Dahi kumsa, that hat that had the dew on it, hava alot semer lavan. There was some white wool on the hat, like some heavy-duty lint. Of course, Abaye, who said, "Pass me the hat," knew that there was dust on it, and if you'd shake it off, it would be a problem. One second, Abaye. Who is Abaye? Who is Abaye? Lachek shahaya ala tal hayamoneim lenara mehatal. When it had the dew on it, they were concerned not from shaking off the dew, but what? According to the Rambam, who says that the problem is makav patish and making it wearable. The concern wasn't shaking off the tal. Hayamoneim lenara mehatal. We didn't want to shake off the dew. Shema yosur gam hatsemer halavan. Like you said, if you shake it from the dew, I don't care about the dew. If you shake off the dew, what's going to fall off? All the snippings, all the white stuff will fall off. And even though, then he goes into a little bit of lamdas, is it psikresha, is it doshin uskavi, and that's the discussion, that's the conversation between the two amoraim, is it mutter or not? That's what the arsameh suggests. That therefore the problem was that you're going to shake off the white stuff. And that's what the Rambam says, that you're shaking off the white stuff is the problem. That's how the Rambam would learn it. Source number 13 was your question. If you shake off somebody else's, let's say the Shulchan Aruch said, I'm sorry, the Gemara said that the only time that it's us is if you're makpid. Let's say I see you and you have white stuff. What happens when you see somebody with dust on their jacket? You walk over to the guy in front of your shul. You just wipe him off quickly. You give him a pat on the back, right? Pat on the back. What happens if you're makpid but he's not makpid? Or what happens if he's makpid and you're not makpid? The Gemara said it's only asur to do this. It's only chayv achatis. It's only chayv darais if you're makpid. If you're makpid, meaning if the guy who's wearing it is makpid, or if the guy who's doing the wiping is makpid, so that Be'er Halacha raises that question.
What?
But what if it's on a jacket of the guy who's wearing the jacket doesn't care about it? So it wasn't the malacha. But maybe it's not a malacha. You're doing it, but it's not a malacha.
Maybe somebody else's garment.
Let's just go now into the Shulchan Aruch. Let's get halacha l'maisedik now. So the tour puts everything together, all the points that we just said. Haminara talisa, the tour in source 14 in Siman Shin Beis. Haminara talisa mipnei tal she'olav. So first of all, you see which of the three pshatim he's choosing. He's rejecting the Rambam, who's learning that it's makav patish. And he's rejecting Rashi, who says it's talking about dust. And he's choosing Tosos, which also is the Ritva and the Rashi and other Rishonim. If you shake off your jacket from the dew, chayav mishum kibus. But there are limitations. V'davka b'chadati, only if it's a new jacket. V'uchmi, and it's a black jacket. V'bahanach, then in these, if it's black and if it's new, then have a hanir yafek kumo kibus. Then shaking it off is just like you're laundering it. Hard to understand. And additionally, you wouldn't wear it if you didn't shake it off. Those are the limitations. Aval, if you're lacking one of those criteria, aval ibatzir michan mehani, it's mutter. So according to Tosfos, according to the Tur, if you don't care about the dust, first of all, is dust mutter? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with shaking off dust. You're allowed to shake off dust. You're allowed to shake off dandruff. What are you not allowed to shake off? Liquid. Do. You're not allowed to shake off liquid. And that's only if it's a new jacket. If it's an old jacket, it's mutter. If it's a other colored jacket, it's mutter. If you're not makpid, it's mutter. So it's not so far-reaching.
A raincoat, a rain hat, all of these things are fine.
Because they are...
I'm saying...
What makes them fine?
Is the whole point of the beggar is to get the rain.
I don't understand. Which point did you pick up on? You're saying you're not makpid. You don't care if it's wet.
Right.
Fine.
Hat, you wear your rain hat.
Oh, if you wear your rain hat, yeah. If you wear a rain hat, rain hat means old, so it's not new. So of course, yeah. If you wear a rain hat, it's of course.
You get caught in the rain, so it's a major problem.
If it's a new hat, yeah. So if you're wearing a rain hat, it's the definition. You're allowed to shake off a rain hat because it's not new. Period. Correct.
Is that why?
Yes, not rain. If it's a rain. No, I mean a yeshivish rain hat. A rain hat means it, 3 years ago is your Shabbos hat, 2 years ago it became your weekday hat, and last year it became your rain hat. You know what I mean? Go down the Darga. I don't mean like a real, like London Fog rain hat that you bought as a rain hat. That could be new. But either way, you're still saying even there you're not really makpid if it's wet.
Right. Fine. That's the whole point of you.
Good. Now let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and it's going to be very similar to the tour, but we're going to see two very important additions. Hamanara, look at the first line. The first line is going to be just like the Torah. Hamanara tal is chadasha, shchora, min hatal, sha'ala. So he's learning like the Tosis that it's due. Chayav. Why? Shehanir yafala kamo kibbutz. It's like laundering. And of course, it's only v'huv shemlak pinaleha. But look at the Rambam. Says the Haga. Of course, you're not allowed to wring out a, you know, some clothing that got wet. That's obvious. Look at the end of the line, though. Look at the next line. I'm sorry. Yesh omen by the star. There's an yesh omen that you're not allowed to shake off the dust. Oh, who's this? This is Rashi. Imak pidalav. You really care about it. V'tov lochosh l'dvarav. What is this Rama saying? That there's an opinion of Rashi. It is proper to be machmir for Rashi. Does that sound like he's really passing you like Rashi? Sounds like he's not. He's saying you should be machmir for Rashi. So if you're really, 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 really stuck, Maker Hadin, could you really brush off your jacket if there's dust there? Yes. Maker Hadin is probably mutter, but don't. Don't. But what are you allowed to do? Ava mutter lahasya hanotzos. You're allowed to remove the feathers min habeged b'shabbos. Why? Why can I remove the feathers, but I can't knock off the dust? I mean, Maker Hadin, you could do both. But you're not supposed to brush off dust. What's the difference between dust and feathers? How come feathers I could brush off the feathers, but I can't brush off the dust? What's the difference between dust and feathers?
Dust makes it new.
You wipe off the feathers. It also makes it new. Think feathers like a feather. You know, you have those pillows that have the tiny feather, the down pillows or down blankets, and there's a little hole in it, and you lie in it, and you get some whole bunch of little tiny, not big feathers, not talking like peacock feathers. I'm talking like those little tiny feathers on your jacket. So that you're allowed to take off. But you're not allowed to dust off the confectionery sugar. What's the difference? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, because this is going to be very important. And this is going to be the answer to dandruff. Is dandruff more like confectionery sugar? Or is dandruff more like feathers? Let's look at this Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is feathers permitted? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Bei Sivkat and Zion. Why is it mutter to remove feathers? She'ein zeh doma lelibun. That's not like laundering. She'ein hanotzos tchuvin besocho. The feathers are not ingrained, embedded in the fabric like water and dust. Ela om de milmala. They stand externally outside the fabric, on top of the fabric. V'lachein, it will be mutter to remove feathers even if it's a new garment and your makpid on it, rabosai. What's the status of dandruff? Before you leave, doctor, does dandruff get ingrained into the fabric, or does it sit on top of the fabric?
On top.
I would think it sits on top. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, according to this, it should be mutter to shake off lichatchila dandruff from a coat, a jacket, even if it's black, even if it's brand new. Why? Because it's like sugar gets more, because it's smaller, it gets embedded into the fabric. And therefore, the confectionery sugar is going to be awesome to brush off. The dandruff is going to be mutter to brush off. What?
Dust is the same thing.
Will be embedded, right. Dust will be embedded, exactly. And that's what Rabbi Ribiat says explicitly in his beautiful English. Turn the page.
Can you blow it? Dust?
So Rabbi Ribiat, I didn't quote it, but Rabbi Ribiat in a different paragraph says you're not allowed to blow, but he doesn't have any sources for it. I didn't find any sources to discuss
blow.
Not necessarily. If it's something. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. So look what he says. Rabbi Ribiat says, Milavin applies only to removing dust and tiny particles that become absorbed and set into a fabric. He's saying this based on the Mishnah Berurah. This is what comes out of the Mishnah Berurah. We already learned the Mishnah Berurah together. However, larger particles, such as crumbs, do not become embedded and absorbed into a fabric, and therefore they could be removed. 85 is the Mishnah Berurah that we just learned together. That's only also if it's embedded. That's the difference between feathers that are mutter and dust, which is aser. Accordingly, one may remove lint, dandruff, or hair that became caught in a fabric because these objects are not absorbed into a fabric, and they are merely regarded as separate entities stuck into a fabric like a pin. That's like the notzos. That's like those feathers. That's mutter. Fine. Okay, we've finished dandruff. Let's finish off the shear. Let's talk about snow. Snow. Anyway, the dust would at worst be like Ofra, which we said Mikra then is really mutter, which is machmir. Okay, but dandruff is not even into the fabric. Dandruff is mutter. What about snow? And we'll finish off with snow. So the Chai Adam already, when he records this halacha, look how he records this halacha. We remember the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both said the Isser was liquid, dew. Well, snow is dew, isn't it? Snow is liquid, isn't it? Says the Chayyad, Hamanar beged shachar v'chadosh min hatal v'hasheleg, it's aser. So we see that rubber, that shaking off snow is going to be a problem of shaking off. That's liban, that's like wringing out, that's like shaking off the liquid. But look at what this incredible Be'er Halacha says, and this Rabosai is going to be the Halacha L'maisa. Rabosai, if it snows on Shabbos, what happens when it snows? You walk into your house, you take off your hat, you look at your hat, and what is it full of? Snow. It's not good for your hat. What do you want to do? Shake it off. Give it a little bang. Blow it off. If you have a jacket, also. Why should you let it sink in? Get it off, right? So according to what you do, the Chai Adam, it should be a problem. That's tal. That's like liquid. The Shulchan Aruch says liquid is asur mi'akaratin. That's the Gemara. It's chayv chatas. Chayv chatas. It's a doraisa to shake off that hat, right? That jacket, that coat with snow on it. Comes the Be'er Halacha, and he quotes the Rishon, the Aguda, who says that shelig is also a problem. V'nir Ali says the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha and Shem Reis, Diyamadayin ha-shelig lo nameis klal. If you are still standing on the porch of your house, you're still outside, you didn't walk into your hot 80 degree house yet, and it's still, the snowflakes are still intact, and it didn't melt at all, mutter, you're allowed to shake it off. Why? Because then it's like feathers. It didn't set in. Duhuke notzos hamavur lekaman b'hagah. The Rama later on who says that feathers are permitted. Why? Because the same point that we saw earlier. Mishum de'om de'milmala. The snowflakes, while they're still completely frozen and they haven't melted at all, they're standing on the outside of the jacket. They haven't yet entered the fabric. But he concludes, Ach yizar l'nar b'kal, shake it off lightly. Afim haya nameis k'tzas lo minkar lo yipol. Because I'm worried that there might be a little bit that it might have melted a little bit, it might be in the fabric, so you don't want to push that out. If it became embedded and you're going to shake it hard, that whatever might have been absorbed will be thrown out, that's a problem.
If you have 1 inch of snow at the bottom, it would have started to melt.
That's true. If you have a lot of stuff, if you have a lot of snow and it's been sitting on your jacket for a long time, and it's not so cold, so something might have started to melt, so you have to be aware.
That's why you can't blow, by the way. Because if you blow,
okay, I have to figure it out. Based on what we said, and I think this is a different point of what Ploni Almoni mentioned. Ploni Almoni? Ploni Almoni. The point that you mentioned, this is going to say like you, but from a different reason. You raised the point of like a raincoat where you're not makpid. So Rabbi Ribia is going to point out a raincoat, what about a plastic raincoat? Plastic raincoat, forget about being makpid. It never absorbed. So if you have a plastic raincoat, a plastic or rubber raincoat, maybe shaken even vigorously to remove excess moisture, because the plastic, unlike fabric, does not absorb. And the rain or liquid remains on the surface. Same thing with rubbers and boots, there's no schita. And he quotes here the Mishnah Berurah that we learned that says that it's only a problem if it absorbs inside.
It could be that the higher end raincoats, those are not absorbent. In other words, they repel water. The water.
Right, microfiber. So, like microfiber, water repellent raincoats, right.
The higher right. End, those. Are generally designed.
And that might be mutter to shake off. Fine. Let's finish off with this. Somebody asked, what is the halacha? I'm sorry, no one asked this, but there's a. Let's say you taka get a donut. You get donutted on Hanukkah. You get dust on your jacket. And it's your only suit. You're visiting for Shabbos. It's on your Shabbos hat. You have to go to shul, and it looks dirty. It's a little bit embarrassing. So, mi'ikr hadin, is it mutter or asr to remove? We said the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that it's only liquid. The Ramah brought, there is another opinion that says dust, you shouldn't shake off, you should be machmir not to shake off dust. So it's a chumrah, not mikra din. So the Rash, really the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you can't shake off liquid. You should also really try to avoid shaking off dust. That was a chumrah, the Yesh Lahachmir of the Ramah. If that's the case, listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. Since mi'ikr mikra din, it's mut, it's just a chumrah not to wipe off the dust. You could ask a guy to do it for you. That's a great kula, because let's put it together. Mikra din is really mutter. And you're asking a guy to do it. And it's covered habriya, so you're going to look like a, I don't know what, you're going to look like an ice match walking into shul with a big, dust thing on you or your hat, which could be embarrassing. Especially if you didn't have another suit to change, you don't realize it. So therefore the Mishabruya has this kula in Sifkat and Vav, near Diyesh Lismach al Deir Rishon al-Hakel. You could rely on the first opinion who says that the isser is only liquid and not dust. al yedei eno yehudi, especially befrat the ikal afama mishum kavod habrius. And therefore, it concludes the Mishnah Berurah with which we'll finish for tonight. A person, when they're putting their stuff down on Shabbos, your hats down, your jackets down, your coats down, your pants, wherever you're hanging them, make sure you put it in a place that's not going to be dusty. Tilizar kishabash shachas b'shavas beis hamedrash laniyah kovav godav b'makov shimur kadei shelo yiplu la'aretz. Make sure they're not going to be in a place that they're going to fall onto the floor. V'yalu avak aleihem, and you'll come chas v'shalom to chilul Shabbos. So you should be careful and aware as you put your stuff away. Thank you for joining us tonight, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll see you next week.
If you have some dirt on your clothing, do you want to go out?